Oh, hey, Pikachu, I choose you! Go!
Pikachu!
Pikachu uses Thunderbolt!
Pika Pete! Pika!
Venusaur, oh no! Counterattack with whatever you feel like, man!
Wait, hold on, what? Venusaur with a question mark.
Yeah, I don't know, whatever.
Dude, come on, man! Fuck! Venusaur! I don't know what my fucking attacks are, dude. You're the one who keeps track of that shit. I just fucking take the hits for you.
Pikachu, use a Thunder Smash!
Pikachu!
Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Man, this is... Venusaur!
Look, I don't care what you fucking do. I don't even know what...
Just say fucking Solar Beam. Venusaur.
Whatever, do Solar Beam.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Venusaur!
Pikachu, while he's charging his Thunder Smash... Use your bolt of lightning!
Pikachu!
Fuck! Ow! Okay, am I gonna do the thunder? Wait, I don't even need your permission for this one. Venusaur.
Bam!
Oh, God, my fucking knee! That's my knee! Damn it! Shit! Oh, man! Why didn't you evolve me, you asshole?
Because I love you, Pikachu!
Do you want me to lose? Is that what you want? Christ! All you feed me is puffins! I need nourishment! Tauros meat or something!
We don't kill Pokemon!
We do! We do it for you, you fucking assholes! God damn
Look,
it!
Man, I'm really sorry about
Fuck
this.
Fuck you, man! You suck! You stupid evolved prick! What do you even do? You're just a plant? Shut up, man! It's all your fucking fault.
Hey, I didn't even...
You were the one who was all, oh, I gotta do an attack! You could've just walked away! But you didn't, you prick! So fuck you, you dumbass! My knee! Oh, man. Fucking... Ow! My knee! Oh.
The fifth floor of Dominion Tower, downtown Norfolk. Recorded live at Stuff and Things Studios. It's the Expensive Cheese Cheap Cracker Podcast with your hosts, Wicked Child and Das Truthman.
On the show today, we talk about whether or not Wicked has a job, the struggle, and can you art? And now, Niggas with Style, Wicked and Das.
Why are you inquiring whether or not I have a job?
Because I heard layoffs is a real thing from another friend. Again, the same one that I told you was a welder for the shipyard.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't even know. He was like, I'm thinking about starting up my own studio and my own study for welding.
I haven't heard anything about another round of layoffs.
No, I remember it was split. Remember I told you about how it was split before.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, it's coming up on that date because it's about to be April when they actually send the second half of the 500 or 600 so layoffs they were supposed to have by that date a few weeks back. So I've been kind of concerned this week. I didn't want to talk about it until we got to the show because we all about Gainfully Employed 2K16. I was like, well, maybe if I bring it up on the show, it will be something meaty on his end. And you're like, no, nobody told me, dog. Uh-oh. Problems?
Possibly.
Possibly. No. Is our rate stretch just small as shit? Because that's what it looks like. Looks like we have way more fucking recording space. You have
that might be what it is.
That's all. Yeah, we're both there.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
I got my spectacles. I'm blind as shit, but I got my bifocals on.
Do you have bifocals?
Nah.
Oh,
not yet. Someday maybe, but not yet.
I thought you maybe had them lineless transition bifocals.
Dude, I wish.
But the progressives, that's what they're called.
One day I will have them. And now that we're done talking, giving him a heart attack and confusing the hell out of him, Welcome to the show. And me talking about how blind I am going to be. That was a riveting opening.
Yes. Always. Yes. So you want to lead off or you want me to lead off?
You lead off.
Oh, because you got...
That's the sound of delicious Colt 45.
Goes down smooth every time. because we're drinking this shitty swill.
Oh, God, that is terrible.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
oh, Oh, Jesus. Oh.
Yeah, mm-hmm. See, I tried to avoid this, you said.
But I'm like, we got to do it because good old Young Spike said, I'm buying Colt 45. And I'm like, I haven't had one of those in my life. And there's a reason I haven't had one of these ever in my life.
Here's a basic rule of thumb. If they make it in a 40 ounce, it's probably not good.
That is good. Message. For y'all. But.
Yeah, because they don't make no fucking 40s of goddamn woodchuck.
Oh, if they did, though. Oh, man, that's your whole afternoon.
They don't even make 40 of PBR.
They don't. They only make the 32 ounce. Holy shit. Wow.
If they make it in a 4, you know, Schlitz.
I think that was the first beer I ever had was Schlitz malt liquor.
My condolences.
Dude, it was the worst. I didn't throw up, though, but I got wrecked and angry. All of 18 years old at ODU.
Yes.
Excuse me. Oh, you're going to hear a lot of that. Fuck.
Yeah, quality liquor, ain't it?
Quality.
Why do they even have the balls use the word liquor? This ain't liquor.
This is not liquor.
No.
It's beer.
It's out. It ain't beer. It don't say fucking Colt 45 beer. Colt 45 malt beverage.
No, so what happened this week, dog? Any movies? Any video gamings? How's the work? The line still fucked up?
Actually, they have made some modifications. So far, the things they have changed, it ain't fucking up in the same way it was.
Oh, good.
Because they're using a section of the track that won't really meant to be used full time. So we're going to see how that pans out.
Oh, the new Band-Aid, that new Band-Aid.
Yes, because there's basically two sections of the oven. How it was designed was the far section was what most stuff goes down. The near lane is what stuff goes down when it needs to sit for a longer period of time.
All right.
Like big, thick, meaty parts that need extra time. You know,
yeah.
Thick steel needs a longer time to warm up. Well, now we're using that permanently.
Oh, no.
So I don't know how that's going to work out.
That shit probably ain't got enough mileage on it to last, like, through daily use.
I mean, it's the same chain on both sections.
Yeah.
But it's, like, the track is, like, not as worn and bent and played the fuck
okay.
out.
Okay, yeah, because it's not used as often. But yeah. You start putting that
but it's wear a different, and tear on it. It's a different timing. So I don't know how that's going to play
out. Oh, shit.
So I'm back on the floor, and I know my boss is super happy.
more holding down the button?
No more holding down the button.
Damn.
So I actually have to work now. That's why I didn't go out yesterday, because I was tired.
They put your ass fucking well,
yesterday, yesterday wasn't even a kind of a bullshit kind of work. It was just like...
The alarm was not for us.
Okay.
I heard you hear it. You're like, what the fuck? No, it's outside the room.
Okay.
It's good. We good.
All right. But, you know, it was just a hard day's work.
Yeah. You earned that paycheck.
Earned that paycheck, yeah. It's just the kind of day it was.
All right. So, besides working, any other pop culture shenanigans?
Not really. I mean, didn't really watch much of anything. We started up Freak Show, American Horror Story. I don't hate that as much as I've hated other things.
Huh.
I don't hate that like I hated season 2.
Yeah.
Season 2 just made me angry.
Because season 2 was, hey, you guys got renewed and they were like, throw this together.
Have you ever watched...
Jesus.
Oh, this could be one of them nights. Have you ever watched, there's a thing on Amazon Prime. And, by the way, I know the show might not care about this, but I'm going to talk to you now because I'm talking to you. You know, like, when you get that Xbox hooked up with the internet, you can just watch Amazon Prime through that, right?
Motherfucker.
There's an Amazon Instant app on the Xbox.
I'm doing it.
Yeah, right now you can Chromecast it, but it's
yeah.
a lot easier just fucking go
yeah,
to the
just
Xbox.
Do it from the box. Yes. Yeah, I'm doing that shit.
I didn't think about that till a couple of days ago.
You man.
Yes. But anywho, you can Netflix, you can do all your fancy little your internet viewings.
Dude, and if it's a lot easier from a console than casting from mobile.
Casting is great for YouTube.
Yeah, for YouTube
and there, control. And it's really the best way to throw fucking a website up on the screen because there's no real good way to do that.
Yeah, honestly.
But as far as like viewing content, it's like, except from YouTube, it's kind of iffy. Unless there's actually an app designed for it. But
true. Oh, Vimeo. Now you can cast from Vimeo's app now. And people are like, what the fuck is Vimeo? Vimeo is like YouTube. It's a video site, but there's no commercials yet because it's not highly commercialized.
Yes. Vimeo is where you go when YouTube took your shit down because of copyright flagging.
Yep. And also Vimeo is a lot of original content creators. It's not people trying to chase off that YouTube fame. Like, let me do a boxing or a Let's Play. It's actual people creating like videos and shit like that I used to like. Old YouTube. It's like old YouTube.
Yeah. And what... It used to be the place but you don't really need it for that particular purpose anymore. It used to be fuck, my video is more than 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like breaking this shit down in three parts. I'm put on Vimeo. That's what it used to be for. But American Horror Story, that's an interesting beast.
Yeah, for Freak Show, yeah, it definitely... I'm trying to remember the beginning of Freak Show. Yeah, oh, you're going to enjoy Twisty. You're enjoying
I'm him. Actually at the point he has died.
Oh, man, but yeah, he was good shit, though, right?
I'm surprised that he, you know, was killed off so early. But then again, I can see where they might need some room to breathe for where they took it after that.
Yes.
I can't really fully judge till I actually finish out the series. Yeah. But I can see where they would want to give that some time to breathe.
Yeah, and that's where a lot of people fell in love with the actor, the rich son.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people fell in love with him, like, as an actor. Like, and then from that, his role in that.
And then for some reason in season 5 he played two characters.
Yeah, which was really weird.
Yeah, no real reason for that.
Yeah, he showed his range, that's about it.
It's like, oh, okay. Like, I understood why fucking Sarah Paulson had to play two roles.
Yeah. Oh, no. Remember, he had to play two roles because Lady Gaga always alluded to, like, oh, fucking, he reminds me of my old lover. That was the main point of him playing two roles, I believe.
Yeah, but he reminds me of doesn't mean he has to be the same goddamn actor.
True. We are cooking with gas. Colt 45.
And we'll get to cooking later.
Oh.
Won't we say?
We will be getting to cooking. So hood, this show. So
yes,
hood.
Yes.
But no. Yeah,
this is going to be the new place to find out about that new freshness for hip-hop.
Mm-hmm, this is going to be the show now.
Yes.
De facto. But
We went from the official EDM podcast at 757 to the official independent hip-hop codcast, motherfucker.
Codcast. New terms. We got it.
Codcast, yes.
Podcast. No,
Code 45 hit me already, apparently.
But no, besides that, since you didn't say anything about media thing, you didn't see the Ben Affleck interview yet then.
Actually, I did.
Yeah, see, that's what I was trying to see.
I watched it while you were off gallivanting at your family member's house.
Yeah, I had to grab my work light back, man.
It's like, because I watched it an obviously edited version.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically the fucking Superman talking while I don't remember what song was playing in the background.
Yeah.
It just focuses in on Ben Affleck.
Just slow focus, like slow
that
zoom.
That movie did fucking horrible.
Yeah, because I watched, which YouTuber? Oh, God, it's going to kill me now. Screen Junkies. I watched their review, the no spoiler review of it. And they said outright, like, he's a great fucking Ben Affleck. Like, Ben Affleck is a great Batman. Like,
uh-huh.
the heroes were great. Like, the actors were great roles. But the movie itself, eh. Like, they didn't say good or bad. It was like, make your own opinions. But it's too much stuff that doesn't get resolved because there's so much going on. So I'm like, oh, no, it's Spider-Man 3 all over again. Too many subplots.
Well, but,
and by that, there's no... They said the problem is there's no main plot. Like, there is just a bunch of stuff that could have been their own movies jammed into one.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen it yet, and I'm not judging it based off their review, but I'm like, that's what I've been getting from everywhere I've read. And it's not like... I'm trying to spoil it for myself, or I'm trying to, like, judge it beforehand. It's just, it pops up on social media for me, so I'm like, oh, I'll give it a look, see what's going on.
Just like
on.
At this point, I haven't watched Walking Dead, but I'm pretty sure Carl loses an eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, the memes have told me that.
Yeah, see, the fucking thank you, social media.
Or Coral.
Coral!
But, oh, God, man.
Dude, I'm dying. This is only one Colt 45 tonight. Jesus.
Maybe only one Colt 45 ever.
Dude, rest of my days. But yeah, like that, because what was the lead in question? That's what killed me. They're like, they said, because it was Superman, it was the actor for Superman and Ben Affleck, and I'm sad because I know the actor for Superman.
Henry Cavill?
Yeah, that sounds about right. But the thing was, they asked him a question. It was like, oh, a lot of fans are saying this, like critics are saying that.
A lot of critics are saying that.
A lot of critics are saying this, that, and the third. Well, how do you feel about it? And the guy Carvel starts talking, and Affleck is just looking off in the space and just like what just longing regret. And it's so sad because you can hear him talking. The thing is, they didn't edit it like to slow it down or whatever.
Yeah.
You can still hear Carvel talking, and Affleck is just sitting there, like, just like, fuck everything. And then they say, Ben, what do you think? And he's like,
I agree.
And I'm like,
everything you said.
Oh, I'm like, because I want to see it because I heard he's did such a good job for Batman. Like, that's why I want to see it. And Like, I'm not looking forward to a whole, like, because as soon as they announced Wonder Woman and fucking Aquaman.
Have you seen the trailer or whatever, the teaser or whatever they've done for Wonder Woman?
No, I haven't.
That, I'm actually excited about that.
I only saw the reveal of the Amazonians.
Yeah, like, they actually showed a fight scene from the movie. And that looks like it's going to be good.
Like, I'm not mad at it. Like,
it's kind of like, I don't know if you've seen have you seen any of the WB animated stuff?
I believe so. I think I have.
Well, the animated Wonder Woman movie, it stars, like, the chick member. Do you remember the show Felicity?
Yes.
It stars her as Wonder Woman.
Yeah, like, I knew that. I knew that much. Because somebody told me, I was like, it's the lady from Felicity. I'm like, okay.
And it's got, the dude that played Doc Ock in Spider-Man 2, it plays Ares. That anime movie is fucking awesome. Like, that's what a Wonder Woman movie should be. And that's kind of what this teaser makes it. Well, get off the damn S7.
Dude, no, I'm listening, but I'm going through so I can have my talking notes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, like that's what the movie looks like it's gonna be.
No, and also, so now we have talked about, yo, we come have to be fast on mine because I got involved with good old movie stuff. Actually, no, I think I got 10 minutes.
We got 15 minutes.
15 minutes. Okay, I always fuck that up. But no, my week, we did a tour, we did a high school tour for ODU art department. God. Oh God, yes, had 18 high schoolers. Come in for a sculpture demo, a welding demo, blacksmithing demo, walk around the art building and walk around the gallery. And I will tell you, any of you high school motherfuckers that listen to this show, you think you're funny, you think you're cute, you can't really fuck with me because I don't care. Like, there's nothing that's going to wow and surprise me. Like, I will fuck with you harder than you're ever going to be able to fuck with me.
Well, the problem is you're not a fresh into college student.
Yeah.
You got some years under your belt.
What the fucked up part was, they kept looking at me and like trying to talk to me, like, oh, you're a student. I'm like, yes, but grown ass man.
Yeah.
I could have kids right now. You can't really fuck with somebody.
And then some of the high school kids said, fuck, we already got kids.
Like, oh, shit, nigga. Damn. So, no, but the thing was, the only cool part was hearing about VCU. Like, because they just apply for colleges and whatnot, and they're going in the fall because they're graduating this semester. And VCU, which people don't know, is, I don't know the acronym, I don't know, it's
Virginia Commonwealth University.
Thank you. They're number two in art universities nationwide because they're number one in graduate level sculpture. I was told this by a professor. They're only number one and two in certain shit for the university. They're not, which makes them by default number one art school, but in different departments, it's what makes them higher, but yeah. It's graduate level.
Are they
shit.
Number two in Virginia or
nationwide? Because
how?
So I'll get to that one day when I actually get off my ass to research that. I might have to be a show. But the
that's kind of like when you heard the Norville was voted number one.
Yes.
in the galaxy.
No shit. But no. The thing thing was, a lot of these kids were like, oh yeah, you know, I want to go to VCU, and I'm like, why? And they're like, because, you know, number two in the land. I'm like, well, here's the thing. Are you that good? Because the thing with VCU is they're very prestigious as far as art is concerned. And it's rightfully so because they put out a lot of good artists, a lot of good media people. But I look and I'm like, you're going to waste your time being a small fish in a big pond, man. Like, and a lot of other students I've talked to, they say, yeah, whereas in some universities, some community colleges, you know, everyone works together. You bounce ideas off one another. You fucking collaborate. You get shit done. You learn tricks of the trade from each other. VCU is like, no, you will not copy me. No, I will not tell you I do this because then you'll be better than me type shit. And I don't know that for a fact. Like, it's just shit I've heard. And my selling point of ODU was we have all new facilities. The faculty actually gives a shit about you. The students all
so
work
much so
with one
actually
another.
Come on, if you do a podcast, they'll come in on the radio with you.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And
you can get that shit at VCU.
Dude, you ain't get that kind of life at VCU at all. And a lot of them are like, oh, well, you know, I'm not sure like what I should do. I'm like, not surprising. You're graduating high school. Nobody has their shit figured out at 18 unless they fucking about to get locked up. And that's the only option is to go to the military or they done had a kid and they got to get a job. It's the only people who have shit figured out when they're 18 because they have to, you know, extenuating circumstances.
Yeah.
But for people like, oh, I'm going to figure out this next step for the rest of my life. No way. It's no way in fucking hell. So, no, like, I let these crumb snatchers around campus and fucking told them they ain't shit and had to like snap my fingers and be like, hey, fucking pay attention, you motherfuckers, like to demos and shit. Or like, no, don't touch that. No, get back here. Come here. And I was like, man, this sucks. But at the end of the day, they actually like started opening up and like asking about the programs and like asking about like my major and asking for information on shit. And I'm like, yeah, see, now that you got the puffy chest bullshit out your system, we can talk and
where's
shit.
Where's VCU located?
What part Richmond.
So it's like, all right, motherfucker. Y'all motherfuckers can't afford to live in Richmond.
Yeah, that. Oh no, that was a funny point too. One girl, one of the high schoolers. I'm not gonna mention the high school, whatever. But one of the high schoolers.
What city?
Hampton.
Okay.
But they were saying, "Oh, I want to go to VCU because I like the area." I'm like, "You really gonna have to like the area." Because in Richmond, VCU, once you pass the campus, really?
Yeah, a lot of...
That's not... Richmond ain't much of nothing, man. I'm sorry.
Well, that's the way most colleges are. They're located in the middle of fucking nowhere. And once you get out of campus and out of that ecosystem, you ain't in shit.
Yeah, just like Virginia Tech's the same way.
Yeah. All those ones that once you go past, you know, that fucking, you know, Williamsburg line.
Yeah.
And get out into, like, Lynchburg, fucking, you know. Out in that area, like... ODU, Norfolk State, you're actually still in civilization at that point.
Yes, like that's why I dig fucking ODU, because I was like, my selling point for ODU was, besides the faculty actually helps you and gives a shit,
yeah,
was you actually are close enough to do shit, and it's not expensive to stay out in town with roommates.
Yeah.
Like if you trying to, like, and plus shit goes wrong, mom and dad are right up the street, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I hate people's like, I want to go to school far away and get away from my family. Like, most of y'all motherfuckers are the ones that end up running back to mommy and daddy and wanting to drop out or your grades suffer because all your friends are back home and you just want to be back home. Sorry. Like, that's just, them's the facts, statistically speaking. Yeah. And, or the people that go home every weekend driving hours upon hours on end to get back to fucking wherever you're from.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know, man. Like, it's, I hate ideas like that. And also, this week, got into the student show, ODU student show. Mm-hmm. Didn't even win a scholarship, but I didn't fucking bank on that.
Yeah.
But I was the only video in there.
You're the only multimedia?
Only multimedia. Like, we had sculptures, we had badass paintings, we had good photography, we had some shit photography. We had just every medium, like, represented.
Was there a lot of lip smacking from Stephen Think Studios?
Dude, there was a lot of lip smacking from DST because... some of the photos, I'm like, you sat in your house, took photos because you had to meet a deadline for class, and your photo got in, and none of my photos got in. My photos took work and effort to execute.
Did you submit photos?
I did. I submitted two photos and a graphic. Graphic guy was like, it was self-directed. I don't really give a shit. But the photos, I'm like, yeah, they're self-directed, but they had something to them.
Yeah.
And some of the photos blew my shit out the water. Like, fucking... just from an idea background to approach to like skill, like they blew my shit out of the water. I wasn't on that level.
Yeah.
But a lot of them didn't, and I was very disappointed.
Nothing's worse than we see someone else get accepted for something and like, you know, my shit's better than that. I mean, I ain't on this motherfucker's level, but damn, I could churn that shit out with my damn I could pull out my phone and do that shit.
Yeah, seriously. That's the shit that irked me. But yeah, a lot of people, because the painting was up beside the video, so there was a lot of, what the fuck is this painting for? Like, oh, it's a cool video, but what is that painting from? And then, as the video goes on, they realize, holy shit, that's the painting. Oh, that's rad, but I like the video better. But one professor for ODU actually loved my painting and the video, and I was told to go talk to him, you know, after awarded scholarships. I talked to him, and he was like, yeah, I just want to let you know, it's a really good painting. He's an art historian. And he was like, I'm teaching a class in the fall. I really hope you take it. And if you don't, I just, you know, I hope you come by, you know, or you're willing to. I'm like, well, what's going on? And he said, oh, well, I'm doing a class on the history of painting, you know, how it's like diversions to different directions. And I would really like to talk about your piece or have you come in and talk about your piece. And I'm like, oh, you're gonna do a lecture on my work. The professor wants to do a lecture centered around my work. It's a big fucking deal. Oh, fuck. Like, this is awesome. And Q was standing beside me. And, of course, punk-ass Q Sweat. And not punk-ass in a bad way. But he was just like, I think you should do it live still. I think you should do it live, like an event thing. And I play music, you know, how people do the painting and you know, you do the painting in front of people.
I actually have an idea for a series of paintings like that. And no, I've
already come up with a series, but I would love to hear more.
We'll talk about that in a break.
Excuse me. Jesus. Damn, son. Sorry, I didn't mean doing it. I'm so sorry. I tried to lean back. Can't make it so far from the mic. But the thing was, Q was just all hyped about, like, let's do it live. And the professors were like, yes, let's do it live. Like, let's do the thing. They didn't say fuck. And I was like, it would be awesome. It would be amazing. You should really do it. And this, that, and the third. I'm like, I don't want to do it live because I feel like it would cheapen it. And Q Sweat, I don't want to do it live because I feel like it would become a gimmick and it would cheapen it. I'd rather do it on my own.
Speaking of gimmicks, come up on that first song. This is actually another song from the Spawn soundtrack.
Oh, shit.
This is a, and I, like I said last time, the basis of the Spawn soundtrack.
I thought we had five more minutes.
No, we already heard that, Bill. Oh. The basis of that was we're going to pair like alternative rock and metal bands up with, you know, industrial, what would now be considered EDM bands. This band is a hybrid, or this song is a hybrid of a band called Orbital, which I'm guessing are from the UK because all dance music was from the UK at that point. And Kirk Hammett throwing down strings on this one. This one's called, I believe they're going to tell you what the name of the song is in a second. What's the name of that song?
I think you got four more minutes, bro.
No, I don't.
Telling you, I think you do.
No, I don't.
Think you do.
No, I don't.
Because race stress, you got to compress.
No.
Yes. Think it's 30 minutes.
No. Satan! 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 Satan!
We'll be right back.
An artist is a person who produces paintings or drawings as a professional hobby, or a person who practices any of the various creative arts such as sculptor, novelist, poet, or filmmaker, or is a person skilled at a particular task or occupation. An artist.
Wouldn't that last one been an artisan?
Well, that's all we got for artists. First one, Google search. So that's the definition we're going to go by. So I said last show, right?
Yeah.
That I consider myself
an artist. Some of that was from text that you sent me.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. I was texting. I was like, I actually feel like an artist now.
Yeah.
And let's see if I follow any criteria. I did a painting as a hobby. Yeah. And practiced various creative arts. It was technically a film. Filmmaker. And skilled at a particular task or occupation. So I'm kind of sort of skilled, I guess. Yeah. I'm conceptually skilled.
Yes.
So, yeah, like that's Wicked brought up a good point. He was like, let's talk about artists. Like, and what does it mean to be an artist?
Yes. To art.
What does it mean to art? Or as we say on the show, art hard. You never art, got to art hard.
Yes.
So,
go ahead. You know what? You don't always have to artist hard. Sometimes that's not the right thing to do.
It's true.
Sometimes you got to make some strokes and give some cross hatching too.
Oh shit, nigga. Fucking killing it. My nigga. But no, like,
and what do you remember what you said to me when I said that, you know, when you said you finally consider yourself an artist?
I don't remember. We're whipping out cellular phones right now.
That's right. It was something basically to the effect of, I don't feel I'm an artist until I get the nod.
Yeah, and I feel like I got the nod. And then when I looked in the show, I was like, maybe this ain't the full nod. Maybe this is like a quarter nod, maybe a third.
Yeah.
Might even be half nod. Because looking at some of the work, it's like, I feel like I have a level. And like a personal level that I feel like, okay, this person gave. Because I feel like doing art requires effort toward that like work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like you can't just throw paint on the wall and be like, bam, nigga, art. It's like, well, you did this conceptually and you did it this way, like you got this much meaning into it. It can be art, but as my professor, my drawing composition professor say, there's art with an A and mm-hmm. art with a capital A.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can art, but to art with a capital A, you got to put forth that effort, that blood, sweat, and tears. That studying, practice, and you don't need to go to fucking school to be an artist.
But see, I don't know about the studying part.
No, not studying. I mean, by study, I mean like you actually read up, understand fundamentals. Like you can do all that shit on your own. You can learn. You can say, what are the fundamentals of fucking art? You can Google that shit and read it, and then fucking practice it over and over again till you get it. You can copy masterworks, and because that's what I used to do back in the day to learn art was copy masterworks, like copy the same approaches, you know, like that's how you became a traditional artist.
Mm-hmm.
was through mimicry, and that's fine, that's awesome, but like that's like a general baseline of like you trying, you know what I mean? As to be an artist, you got to try, in my opinion. Like you're not doing shit like, oh yeah, I threw paint on a canvas and, you know, put a speaker under it, boom, nigga, art. I was like, no, I saw a sound wave painting, and my response to it was, I want to make a painting with sound waves. And I did it, for better or for worse. Got me in a show, so apparently it was for better.
Yeah.
Shrug.
Got you a lecture opportunity.
Yeah, got me a lecture opportunity. So, like, that's the thing. Like, am I the best artist? No. Am I ever close to it? Fuck no. But to be an artist, like, even... When people hear artists, they think painter or illustrator.
Yeah.
There's photography. There is video. There is fucking sculpture. There is music. Music is a fucking art. Mm-hmm. It's craft. Like, woodworking is a fucking art.
Craft,
you know what I mean?
Unlike this Colt 45.
There is no craft in that Colt 45. I don't know what the fuck they were saying when they made that. They were just like, we're going to make... We got a cool name. Let's make something to go with a cool name. So
what the hell did I do on my Colt 45?
I think you threw it away.
Did I?
You weren't even thinking about it. Because I don't see it. It ain't even beside your person.
No, it ain't.
Shit, I think you honestly threw it away. No, you put it over beside me. You're trying to give it to me. I see how it is. I'll drink this Colt 45.
Give me the damn orange soda because...
Yeah, you ain't going to make it. You put it beside me without even thinking about it because you knew in the back of your head you didn't want any more of that.
I wasn't intentional.
How much? How much? It was very much subconsciously. Oh, yeah. It's about, you made it almost halfway.
Oh, yeah. That one's mine because that one has a sticker on it.
Yeah. But
this shows how much was paid or how much was overpaid.
But the thing with art.
Get out, white trash!
Damn, I didn't even mean to do that. That was a can. Damn. Shit.
Cool for about, fucking talking.
Feeling some kind of way. Shit. But no, to be an artist, in my opinion, it's practice, study. Put yourself out there. Put your work out there.
See, I'm of disagreement.
What you got? What is your
anyone opinion? Who creates art is an artist.
Yes.
Now,
is an artist with an A, not a capital A. That's the one differentiation that I like.
Hey, as long as you begin in the sentence with it as a capital A.
Ooh, nigga, you. Oh, I'm on to you. But no, like. Anybody can make art, but everyone isn't an artist. Like, you don't have to be an artist to make art. Remember, from a definition and my way of thinking, to be an artist, you have to be dedicating your work towards something, or your pursuit of an artistic endeavor is what makes you an artist. If you're just like, I'm going to draw this picture, you have made art. You're not doing it for the purpose of making money. You're not doing it for the purpose of like some like inner fucking drive to do this. You know what I mean? If you're just like, I'm going to draw a picture, I'm going to take a picture, I'm going to make a wood sculpture, those are art, yes, but it doesn't make you an artist. When you start churning your work out for the purpose of making money or fucking making a name for recognition for yourself, that's when you start becoming an artist, in my opinion.
Not like I said, that's one crisis I've never had. I've never had like, am I an artist? Is what I'm doing worth it?
Oh, no. Being in school, being in art program in school is what made me have that fucking battle, because I was told, you're an artist. And I'm like, no, I'm a graphic design major taking art classes. That's what I always said. And that's how I ended up putting art in this fucking show. It was because one of my professors was like, yo, just throw it in and see what happens.
It was like the only thing I've ever had a crisis like that about was when I was told I was a web cartoonist. And I was like, no, I'm not. And I had to have it laid out for me. Motherfucker, you made comics.
Yes.
You put them on a site, albeit MySpace. You are a web cartoonist, like, or a web comic creator. Like,
yeah, but you didn't mean to. You just fit the bill, right?
Really, I don't know if web comics were even really a thing at that point. Yeah,
it was just coming out. You could have kept it going. You could have been one of the forefront.
But because I know I wasn't reading any at that time. But I was like, I like comic strips. Ain't nobody gonna put my ass in a newspaper.
I'm gonna do it myself.
Do it myself. And I may put. Excuse me. Is that Cold 45 still creeping up on me?
No, I'm drinking another one. Fucking killing me.
But I may put some of those on a site at some point.
Maybe to show like, no, look, I did make this shit.
Because I want to say I got about 20, 25 done. Some of them never.
Damn, dude.
Some of them never even seen MySpace. They just never made it to the upload process.
And that's how you know our age right there. We were using MySpace.
Yes.
We
were after using high school.
Yeah, we weren't using it ironically, nigga. Like, we're not a band. Like, fucking, we use MySpace.
The old school, Tom is our friend, blue and white layout.
Yes. No, he wasn't blue and white. We had, it was white, blue lines with orange highlights. Because of the text and some of the icons.
It was more of a gold.
It was more of a gold?
Yeah.
A little more of an orange.
But like the main colors of the site was blue and white. Just like every fucking thing was. Facebook may have been a thing, but it hadn't really reached our circle yet.
Yeah, because I was in college and people told me, get on Facebook. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I was like, this is MySpace, but for college. It's fucking dumb. And now they're trying to do that shit with Blackboard.
It's like, I can't pimp fucking my Facebook out.
Yeah.
I could put glitter and shit on my MySpace.
Oh, well, the reason I use MySpace because I was like, well, all my friends use it. And then I started using Facebook because it had the chat function before MySpace did. And I would tell people, hey, I'm on deployment. You know, we can use Facebook because MySpace is blocked. Message me on Facebook so we can chat. Like, I can get on Facebook. And then the military was like, fucking no Facebook for nobody. And then I think the MCPON, Master Chief Petty Officer of the Navy, was like, Facebook is good. Commands can use it now because we can make command pages. You can make command FRG, family readiness groups, where like all the Navy wives or spouses back home can like post stuff and share it back to fucking their family members on deployment and shit. Like, it became more accepted in the toward the end of my tablet hitting the floor, of my enlistment.
Oh, good times.
I'm sorry.
Hey, man, just because the thing was $65 don't mean you need to be throwing it.
I'm not throwing it. It's my sweatpants are slick, baby. I'm sorry.
But I remember when the shit was like, I was the fucking, you know, group leader for IC Norcom, except the problem was no one from IC Norcom got on MySpace.
Yeah, because nobody really had computers in IC Norcom outside of school, dog. Remember, the personal computer was just then coming down in prices. And the only reason my family had a computer is because my mom got it for quote-unquote work. And then we used the shit out of it.
See, we had one because my mom was in that shit way back. Mm. We had the fucking old school Tandy from Radio Shack.
That damn, girl.
Way before fucking, you know, Windows 3.5. This motherfucker ran DOS.
Oh, good!
Fuck you, too.
It was too perfect.
But, like, the shit ran DOS. Like, she didn't even have a hard drive on it.
What the fuck?
No, she had two five and a quarters because she wanted to be able to copy shit back and forth between the drives.
Oh, damn. She was fancy.
So she didn't even have a hard drive on this bitch.
Fancy.
It had a modem, probably some fucking, you know, 14K.
Still had a modem, though.
Yeah. It made all the horrible sounds.
But besides computing and MySpace and Facebook,
we got off.
No, you did it. It's not my fault. I was like, I look at you. I was like, you wanted me to talk about this. We can go into detail. Yeah. And then you're like, no, we're going to talk some shit on social media. But
you participated in this conversation.
I did. I jumped on
that. Hey, look at the waveforms. Does it look flat on your side, sir?
You win. But no, to bring that back around, social media has made it easier to become an artist with a capital A, because not even social media, like, yeah, social media and the internet in general.
Yeah.
You can put your work out there, but the audience is critical, and your draw and the forming of your audience is very much on you. You know what I mean? Like, to get into that art world.
Get your DeviantArt page.
Yeah, you know, I can fucking not gonna make one of those bitches.
I ain't got one of them. Yeah. I got one. Never put anything out there.
Yeah, but
because why?
It's fucking.
So it's like a fucking 14-year-old can ask me to draw a horse cock on Gonzo or some shit.
Dude, fucking, oh god, so much porn on DeviantArt. And but the thing is, to be an artist with a capital A, to like, for me, it's more of a I want to do this for me type deal.
Mm-hmm.
And to do it in the way that is traditional, so to speak, for artists. Because I don't aspire. Don't get twisted. I don't want to be an artist. That's not my goal. My end game is be a graphic design professor.
You are an artist. You don't want to be a professional artist.
Yeah. Like, I'm an artist by default through the course load and doing work and how much time and effort is poured into certain mediums, you know, it's because of class load. And it's cool.
Do you make any art for hobby?
I made digital art for hobby. And I've done photography artistically for a hobby.
Yeah.
Like most of my photography is commercial because it's for events. Yes. You know, it's just very much
and Snapchat.
Oh yeah, and Snapchat. I'm addicted to Snapchat lately. The filters, bruh. Hey, hilarious. God damn it. What was it? I lost my train of thought. Fucking shit. I fucked up going down. Fucking, I'm sorry.
Get out, white trash!
I know. I need to stop fucking up. But, no, with the path that I'm taking right now, you become an artist by proxy, because graphic design department is part of studio arts department. Yeah. You got to take fucking studio art classes. Because despite contrary belief and opinion, to be a designer, you need to know how to fucking art.
Yeah.
So you have to take art classes. So you're gonna make art in those art classes.
You have a little bit of theory behind your work.
Yeah, yeah. And which brings me to brought me to a startling realization. You're gonna love this. Your boy thinking about changing his major.
Again?
No, not again. Remember, my major's always been graphic design.
So you changed your minor.
Yeah, no, I never had a minor. I didn't have TCC didn't have minors. You only have your major. My major,
because your minor was fashion design. I thought
no, it's always been fashion at ODU. At TCC, there are no minors. You just have your associates.
Okay.
And but my minor has always been fashion because I just picked it. But my major is graphic design. Mm-hmm. Talking to somebody shattered my world. Just another student transferred in, and he was talking to me about graphic design. We're talking about majors, and he's like, "Yeah, but." What, you said you had your associates. I'm like, oh yeah. And this is, by the way, this is like truncated conversation. I was like, yeah, you know, I have my associates from TCC, and you know, it sucks because they started us over. He was like, yeah, it does suck. Why are you doing it? I'm like, well, I'm kind of doing it really to prove it to myself, you know, that I can do it, because fuck those professors. Like, I can do it. Like, I can play their silly little game.
And then he was like, well, you have your associates, so technically you can get a graphic design job off your portfolio and your associates. I'm like, I know, but, you know, I want, you know,
that crisp bachelor's.
Like, I want the bachelor's in it. He was like, but what do you want to do? I'm like, I want to teach, you know, and I want to get my, like, and to get the teacher, I have to get my graduates, my master's in graphic design. And he was like, well, like, why do you have to have your bachelor's in it? He was like, you can get a job right now. He was like, you know all the stuff that they know. You just haven't practiced it at that level. I'm like, yeah, because, you know, you get top level TCC, it's only a semester. Top level ODU, you get a semester, two semesters of upper level fucking design, like, work. So I'm like, yeah, you know, it would get my speed better. You know, I would learn the programs more because I have to learn the programs more. But ODU, it's more process. Fucking process. Do thumbnails. Do fucking mind maps. Do word lists. Like, shit you should do on your own is stuff you turn in. And it pisses me off because you're doing more work on the process and less work on the actual digital side of doing the work.
Yeah.
And it pisses me off, and it's always pissed me off, because at TCC it was, all right, today is a brainstorming day. Today is, like, this day have a fucking montage, pretty much, like, I'm a collage of your work, like, of inspiration, and a mood board. And then, you know, we'll do some rough, like, mock-ups on Photoshop, Illustrator, and from there we'll fucking go into your full design and start working. Fucking ODU is this day, for these few days you do research, for these few days you do this many thumbnails, for these few days you do this many rough sketches, and these are all drawing, these mm-hmm. writing, nowhere near a computer yet. And then you got 2 to 3 days to do a fucking digital design. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, that's
so you actually had,
that's counterintuitive.
It was a better creative environment at TCC.
Yeah, and I've been told by a few professors and a few professionals that, yeah, it's way better. Like, you get more out of discussion and actually tweaking and fucking with shit digitally than you're going to ever get with pen and paper. Pen and paper, pencil and paper is only good for, like, rough ideas.
Yeah.
Not trying to flesh out fucking a rough concept. It's a waste of goddamn time and effort, in my opinion.
See, I do a lot on pen and paper, though.
No, I mean, but the thing is, for a graphic designer, your job is to turn in designs. They don't give a shit about what you're drawing. They care about what they're going to see on the screen or print it out.
Yeah.
And it pisses me off because I'm like, why am I going backwards? And the biggest nod that I got, not even nod, like, the biggest go for it I've got is when I asked them, hey, do I need a bachelor's in graphic design to pursue my master's in graphic design? No.
How does that work?
The same way for Mrs. Truffin, you don't have to have your bachelor's in psychology to get to pursue your master's in art therapy.
Okay. Those are two different disciplines, though.
Someone is an English major that's pursuing their master's in art therapy.
I don't make no sense.
Because there's a process to get in and get accepted mm-hmm. into the program. If you fit the bill, you have a bachelor's, and you did what they wanted you to do, be it a test, be it submit some more writing.
So, but you have to have a bachelor's to go for your master's, but not necessarily in that discipline.
Yes. And that blew my goddamn mind. And I was like, so.
That seems counterintuitive, though.
But think about it, if you can do the work.
I know.
Like, that's going to be the biggest thing for me in my decision making when I go into school on Monday, like, talk to some professors, talk to some advisors. Is, okay, you're going to teach me in graphic design, which I already know, but it's going to be more so I would look at it as a time to refine. But how many people pursue their master's in graphic design from their bachelor's at ODU is the thing I want to know.
Do you have any idea what you want to change your major to?
Yes, printmaking, i.e. lithography, typesetting, screen printing. Excuse me, letterpress, not typesetting. Letterpress, screen printing, which fall back into graphic design because they're the OG ways of doing graphic design. It's just you're doing them physically, so you appreciate it more and you learn more about the process, the intricacies of you're doing it physically. Okay, this is why you're doing it physically, and this is why it looks better on the screen because it looks better physically here. Because either changing the way the letters are arranged, changing the way the type is set, changing the way design elements are carved or done, or even for screen printing, changing the way shit's layered or fucking printed, like the colors interact and shit like that. And plus for screen printing, I can actually do digital designs
for print, which was my first design, is going to be my second design. It'll probably be my last design. Will all be done digitally, transfer to screen printing itself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm really intrigued by switching majors. And it's not because I'm like, oh, it's so hard. Fucking, I don't think I should do it. No, I'm changing majors because I don't want to waste another 3 years. No, it's going to be another 2 years, three semesters of fucking doing shit I already know. Just to fucking kiss, just to learn at the end of the day, I'm going to have to kiss their asses to get anywhere. And that's the top of another discussion.
Are you going to keep fashion as your minor?
Yeah, might as well. Like, fucking, I only have one or two more classes and I have my minor done.
Okay.
And yeah, but at the end of the day, be an artist. Fucking sacrifice. Sacrifice time, energy, effort for your work. In that sense, anybody can be an artist.
Yeah.
But to be a professional artist, it's about selling your work, selling yourself. And to sell your work, sell yourself.
Because that word professional.
Yeah, to sell your work, sell yourself, you have to be good. And the only way to get good is to practice. You know that. Talent can only get you so fucking far.
I know. Most of it's marketing. It's not actually talent. But, you know, you ain't got to be necessarily good to sell your work.
Nope.
Because you see... Go to the student art show. Look at all the shit they're heeing and hawing over. Nasty shit.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Colt 45 of art.
Ooh. I mean, if you don't art, you know, you can always do the drug game. You can always cook it up. You know what I mean?
I mean, but everybody ain't Jay-Z. Everybody ain't got to change that drug game to that
to the rap game.
Yeah.
To the clothing game.
Yeah. Do people still wear rock and wear?
I don't know. They might.
Somebody
out there.
And you know what? I bet that person wearing Rockaware probably makes these independent rap videos.
Mm-hmm.
A little behind the scenes. I made an effort to do this, but I've done this a whole one time. I've been going to, like, you know, independent music, you know, shit on YouTube, like shit like Blank TV, Hardcore Worldwide, you know, shit that, you know.
New music videos.
New music, trying to push up the independent artist. And one thing that we've learned is some of these motherfuckers don't need pushing up. Some of these motherfuckers need pushing back.
Yeah.
Back to the lab.
Yes.
We need some refinement.
Mm-hmm.
Yo shit should have went through some filters and some funnels and whittled this shit back down, because you ain't bringing us a sculpture. You're bringing us a block of marble.
Yes. And calling that shit art.
Yes. I made a square sculpture. No, motherfucker, that's a block of marble.
That's a block of fucking marble. They cut it for you.
Yes. Basically, that's like going to Lowe's, getting your plywood cut in half, and saying, "Man, I made these dope cuts, man." Unlike unlike us in a fucking shop,
struggling,
learning that, you know, maybe that ain't a straight line to be measuring your cuts with. Oh, okay. Hey, one day you gonna see this desk, you're like,
it's not that bad.
No, you're gonna hear about all the turmoil. Like, wow, they put in their work.
Mm-hmm.
It's shit kind of raw,
but it's art.
That's art. You know. But getting back to what I was talking about, you know, besides the motherfuckers need to go back to the kitchen. That wasn't supposed to be a segue, but maybe it is. But the real funny thing, and, you know, I said this, and, you know, Doss kind of pointed out, sounding like semi-racist. Like, I go through Blank TV and I look for the black people.
Yeah, I was like, that's kind of racist, but it's really not if you see the process behind it. It's... If you look for the black people, you will find the hip hop and rap.
Yes. I mean, there may be some white people doing hip hop too. And it's probably just as bad.
Yes.
But it's not as easy to find. I mean, yeah, you can look for the white person that's wearing a Scully or the. But he may be doing a fucking new metal song.
You never know.
That's
y'all Caucasians are tricky.
tricky devils. Tricky devils. But no, look for the black guys. He might be doing, you know, hip hop, might be doing some trance or something.
Yeah, you never know.
But, this one, we found us a lovely, lovely, lovely little piece.
So delicious. And the name of that song, and I'm going to find it so I get the shit right.
Yeah, because it's in your YouTube history, probably.
It's by K Blitz. Yeah, it's K Blitz. The kitchen. And they have director on the name. And thank you, director Draper Noir.
Because he knew how to use all that black light.
All the black light. And all them
Adobe Premiere effects.
Them strobes, dog. Seizures on the set.
And did you see the overlay shit where, like, they just overlaid the white parts over top?
Yeah, so I was just like, what the fuck? Why?
And he walk in the video with a white girl on his back.
Dude, he could have benefited. White girl on back side.
fucking director Draper Noir, you could have benefited from some art schooling, dog.
Yeah.
You could have saved your ass from us talking shit on your video.
But like,
or some Googling. Just fucking Googling.
Yeah. Watch some YouTube tutorials.
Yeah. Because art school teaches you not only how to do shit, but why you do shit and why not to do shit.
Stop lying, fuck indeed.
Stop lying.
Fuck. Trapping out the kitchen. Trapping out the kitchen.
Trapping out the kitchen.
Keep trapping out the kitchen. They need to do a collaboration.
They should. Yes. They should. Oh,
from,
man.
From the kitchen to the Uber.
From the kitchen to Uber. That's the process, though.
Yes.
We ain't even lying now. No. We ain't even lying because that's how it goes.
Yeah. I mean, you don't get that Uber money doing nothing.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
And that a show.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening, tuning in. Like you know, every Monday in the morning, post usually. This jam. Usually it's usually Monday morning.
Yeah.
Like more often than not, it's fucking Monday morning. Yes. We're on episode 30 something. We got this shit down to a science.
Yes.
But yeah, you can check us out. Social media, facebook.com/EC3cast at EC3cast on Twitter. Find us on Stitcher or iTunes, EC3cast. Find us on YouTube with our two shows up there and some test footage, maybe.
Is the test footage available public?
Yeah.
I don't think test footage is public.
No, I might have taken that off when I edit it together.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be streaming again soon. We can actually like plan out to promote an actual time.
Yes.
So you guys can tune in.
And maybe by then we'll have the desk built.
Yeah, if we have the desk built, that's fucking money we're going to stream. Yes. You can check out my work at Dot Stuff and Things, facebook.com/DotStuffandThings. And you can actually see my reverbs video and painting at Gordon Art Gallery at ODU in Norfolk, Virginia. And you can talk shit, point and laugh.
How long is that going to be up?
It's going to be up for the next 3 weeks. I think April 14th is the last day of that show.
Okay.
You know, I'm drag all my friends in there. I got a lot of friends and family. And thank you guys for coming out, supporting the show, and supporting ODU Art Department, as well as your boy, by proxy. And you could find me at Dosh Trufin, or just Dosh Trufin anywhere, and at Wicked Child on the Twitters. And that show, I think we've promoted all things. You got the phone number up? Or
I do.
Oh, hit it. What's the phone number?
Want to give us a text or maybe leave us a voicemail? Eventually be able to call in live, but not yet.
No, yeah, we get that desk going. We might think about that.
Yes. 757-749. I fucked it up. 757-745-9323.
Yeah, there you go. And you can also email us ether3cast@gmail.com.
Yes.
Send us an email. Spin us a yarn, if you will. Yes. We will talk about you. Give you that shout out.
Yes.
If you're going to buy
it. Or if you have a show topic, maybe send us a couple articles.
Yes. Yeah,
or even on Facebook. Send us articles you want us to talk shit about.
Yeah, because we down. You know what I mean?
Because, you know, we lazy piece of shit. We love to have our content provided for us.
Exactly. I mean, what? we're community oriented.
That's right.
We reach out. We like the community to reach.
This is a community show.
Yeah, the community.
Kind of like a community garden. Except we ain't growing peppers. We growing rants.
Oh, damn, nigga. That's a fucking slogan, too. You are two for two right now, sir. Two shows back to back. And you want to sign us out there, my dude? Is that everything?
Yes, that'd be everything. For Mr. Dosh Trufin, this is Wicked Child saying love life.
Love yourself.
Love Jello.
We out.